With just over 30% of the world's population professing to be Christians as of 2017, Christianity is the largest and most widespread religion in the world. However, there exists an astonishingly wide diversity of opinions about doctrine and practice under the umbrella of Christianity. While many professing Christians have an accurate understanding of the theology of Scripture, not all professing Christians understand the core biblical doctrines of the faith, as summarized in the classic Christian creeds and confessions. And many of those who claim to follow Jesus hold beliefs that deny biblical teaching. Moreover, Christians must interact daily with people at work and in their communities who make no Christian profession, and perhaps even challenge the Bible's teaching. False teaching, both inside and outside the church, has always been proclaimed against the truth of Scripture. It is therefore essential that believers be well-versed in the biblical doctrines of revelation, God, man, sin, Christ, atonement, salvation, and eternity. Believers should also seek to be conversant with the essential features of false teaching, religions, and worldviews so that they can recognize error and refute it for the sake of the gospel. To that end, this work is an introduction to current false teachings in the church and false religions in the world. It is not an exhaustive survey, but rather, it seeks to point out many of the false teachings in our day. It is our sincere desire that this booklet will help you be better prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Essential Christian Truths. Although everything God reveals in the Scriptures may be considered essential to the life of the church, some biblical doctrines are more important to the system of Christian truth than others. When considering false teaching and religions, the following biblical doctrines are vital to maintaining Christianity as it was given to us by Jesus and the apostles. Revelation. Theologians refer to God's revelation of Himself in creation and the human conscience as general revelation, and to His revelation in Scripture as special revelation. General revelation discloses God's eternal power and divine nature, as well as His basic moral law for humanity. See Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6, and Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 16. Special revelation gives us God's fuller revelation of His character, His plan of salvation for mankind, and His instructions for living lives that please Him. See Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Old and New Testaments are the full and final special revelation of God. With the 66 books of the Bible, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. The Scriptures are infallible and inerrant. All that God has revealed in His Word is authoritative, sufficient, clear, and necessary for the salvation of believers, the lives of Christians, and the ministry of the church. The central message of Scripture is God's salvation in the person and work of Christ. See Luke chapter 24, verses 27 and 44. There is no other special revelation from God after the close of the canon of Scripture. God. The starting place of all truth is the Holy God Himself. When we look into Scripture, we discover that the one true and living God is infinite. See 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, and Psalm 147, verse 5. Eternal. See Psalm 90, verse 1, and Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. And unchangeable. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. In all His divine perfections. See Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 31, Psalm 86, verses 5 and 15, and Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Within the one Godhead, there subsist three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These three persons are the one true and living God. The Father, Son, and Spirit are the same in substance and equal in power and glory. God is the Holy Trinity.